think.
Okay.
I think the clock is a little off.
There you go.
It's a little slow.
Yeah, we'll fix that.
We have to wait till 4.
It's 4:05. You're good. Are we starting with that?
All right, I'm going to call the meeting to order here. We'll dispense with the pledge. Since we have a guest, you're first.
We're starting.
Did you guys hit your button? They would know, but they're not here.
You want me to go?
Go.
Roll with it.
Okay, well, I'm Fred Pulitro from Pulitro Rosslyn Insurance, if you guys don't know who I am. And I'm happy to be here and for these many years being your insurance agent representing OTARMA, Ohio Township Risk Management Association. And I'll start off with what I've been telling most of my insurance, and that is I can't make enough excuses for all the changes that are going on in the insurance industry. And I'm sure you have that with your own personal insurance, and you know, we're not exempt from that. The companies are making a lot of changes, specifically our bottom line is the rates are going up. Your coverages are being adjusted dramatically because of inflation. The cost of replacement, cost of the vehicles. I mean, I don't know, I'm sure you shop the vehicles and you know the cost of your fire equipment exponentially has increased, where you could buy something a few years ago, now you have to finance a long-term financing. So all those changes are taking place for us. And your renewal isn't any different. I would be honest, I would be remiss if I didn't say this, but I would have never thought 10 or 15 years ago that we would be at this premium level for our little township. And but things have changed in the last few years, and here we are. The biggest changes are in the property coverages. That's where the rates have increased the most because the cost to rebuild have gone up so much. Your particular policy this year has gone up about 12%.
As it stands now.
As it stands right now. there are two grant programs that if you take advantage of them, which I hope you do, one is for safety and one is for fire and police. The fire and police grant is up to $2,000 in return money on your purchases. And for the road department, you can get another $1,000 back for any safety equipment you buy. It could be anything, really. And I haven't seen any of those requests go or denied. So if you account for that just and get $2,000 back, then it's a 9% increase.
Is it $1,000 each, or the fire
was
1,000
for fire, 1,000 for police, and 1,000 for safe for public works.
Okay.
Now the police, I don't know how you would get that because but I think you do contract with the sheriff's department, don't you? Oh, you don't? Okay, so you would only be eligible for 1,000 on fire and 1,000 for the road department.
Okay.
Anything you buy, you just get reimbursed on it. You just have to apply for it, that's all. this sheet right here, if you have it, is a comparison sheet from last year to this year. And OTARMA is kind enough to provide that for us. And you can see it isn't dramatic on any one level, the changes, but you know, a thousand here and a thousand there all of a sudden adds up to a $7,000 increase. And the biggest explanations are the evaluations. The TIV means total insured value. I'll just run down through these acronyms here. GL is general liability. So your general liability premium, that is what, if somebody slips and falls, gets hurt. That's what that represents. The auto liability is AL. The legal liability, I'm going to go down one more. Professional liability, that's your POL. That pretty much stay the same, but that's based on the number of employees that you have, because that includes your employment practices. The APD, that's the auto physical damage coverages. And that went up a little bit based on the trailer that we bought and the new piece of road equipment. Property is explanatory itself, and in excess there was no change. So that is the bottom line. You're at $62,010, and if we take advantage of the grants, you'd be at $60,000.
What was the EL or the LE?
You know, I'm drawing a senior moment.
Oh, no worries.
It'll pass.
So it wasn't legal.
I thought I may have missed it. I'm sorry.
It's not legal.
Well, let me think about that.
No problem. Sorry.
But I'm drawing a blank myself. So, these are always nice because you know you can page through these forever.
Yeah.
And not know what your your excess charges are. Also included, Lexi has this in the packet that I sent, is a line item cost for the equipment.
I don't think that's in the big one that I printed you.
It's a line item cost, and it gives you a breakdown of each piece of equipment and how much.
I can go print them.
I have additional property.
Well, these guys are going to.
Those are just schedules.
Will you please print those?
Yeah.
If you want to, if we
can
don't
I just
copy
it?
Copy that, sure.
Instead of going
Thank
to find
you.
It. Mm-hmm.
We can just pass it around too, but.
Is that this one, Lexi?
No. Well, it might be on there. I don't know.
You know what? I'm gonna say that LEL is law enforcement legal liability.
Makes sense.
I think that's law enforcement legal liability. Anyway, so that is the bottom line this year. I can tell you from my our agency insurers, Painesville Township, Perry Township, of course, Leroy Township, Madison Township is with Otarma, but they are with another agency. Concord Township is the only township in Lake County that is not with Otarma, and they are with the Ohio Plan. And just to kind of give you an overview, the market is shrunk. I mean, there's really only like three players in that are insuring municipalities, especially townships, but Otarma is one, the Ohio Plan. Jackson and Deakin is an agency on the west side. They have Tokyo Marine. They just insured the city of Painesville. But really, there aren't any other players in the market to look at. For the fire departments, there's a Volunteer Fire Insurance Services, that's VFIS. You've probably heard of them. I mean, you could break that out. For years, we've all been on one, but some Perry Township has their split.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly
for
because
fire only.
Fires. Actually, Chief McDonald, when he left here and went to Perry, he wanted the VFIS for that fire district, and so because their fire district is separate, it might make more sense, you know.
Mm-hmm. But you said volunteer.
Well, that's the name of it.
Okay.
Yeah, VFIS. Anyway, so those are the players that are out there. not that you're going to, but you know, this is a claims-made policy, and with a claims-made policy, it's a little different than your homeowners or your auto liability. And without getting into a lot of details and making it really confusing. Basically, if you were to leave Otarma, you'd have to buy a policy that would protect you for past claims that it did not rear their ugly head until after you left.
Okay.
So let's just say there was a fire rescue that you weren't aware of, there was a problem, and it came back 2 years after you switched. you'd have to have a tail, or your new company would have to provide you with prior coverage.
Is there a number that's attached to that? How does that get?
Well, you there isn't a number until you get there. You know, it's unfortunately. But the reason I mention that is you have to be aware of it. You have to be aware of it because you can't just make a decision. You have to plan it out. Normally, they would require at least 60 days notice. You can do it any time, but if you do it 60 days notice, there's a little bit of money that's yours in this plan. And that money would come back to you to help you buy that coverage if you had to. Mm. So if you want to take advantage of that fund, you have to notify them in a timely manner.
How far back does that coverage go?
Well, you can buy it as far back as like 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
But usually two.
Yeah, usually. Yeah. And I just mentioned it because, you know, I don't think, I like to say this, as trustees, you have to be thinking outside the box, you know.
Okay.
You know, at some point in time you might say, well, Fred, you're not the end-all guy anymore, you know, so... But
thank you.
I want you to be aware of how you have to plan that out
a little bit
and think it through. You know, now might not be that time, but you know, maybe next year, the year after, we'll see where these things are going. I'm hoping collectively in our business that things start to level out. But until we get a handle on supply chain and cost of repairs and things like that. You know, I don't know what the cost put. It's the unstableness of it all. Mm-hmm. I think until that becomes more stable, I don't think we're going to see the economic stability either. So we have to be aware of that. So that's where we're at this year. And I'm open to any questions you might have.
I guess the guys are going to have to go through this and look at it. You review it, the fire department?
Your renewal is September 1st, so this, more than any year, you have time to be thinking things out a little bit. As far as if you said to me, well, what can I do internally to lower the premium? And if you look at any one of these line items, if you raise the deductible, you're not going to save money. 10% of property. So you're not going to knock 10 grand off. You might knock off $500 here or $500 there, but collectively you're not going to make a big hit anywhere.
What is the deductible?
$2,500 right now. And we did that a few years ago. We went to a $2,500 property deductible. Now the vehicles are at a different level. Let me see if we can find that.
Paper. That was for property, you said?
Property, yeah.
Okay.
I can find out for you what the vehicle damage is, a liability or deductible, but I don't think it's that much.
Is it more or less than that?
It's less.
Oh.
It's less.
We have two changes on employees here, on who's covered, Fred. Do you just want me to?
Just scratch through it and send it over to me.
Okay.
You have a $250 deductible for comprehensive and a $500 deductible for collision on your vehicles.
Are you looking?
That's on the last page here.
Thank you.
Another right there.
Fred, on this legal defense claim payment agreement,
what page are you looking at?
Page 202.
Got it.
The two tanks are listed as underground, neither of them are. We have no underground tanks.
Okay.
They're one tank and they're above ground.
Okay, I'll make a note of that and send it over to underwriting.
What's green coverage?
Honestly, I don't know.
Page 2 of 6. Government property agreement, schedule of benefits. Line 1, newly constructed or acquired property, $2 million.
Sorry, what page is that in?
2 of 6.
Same section.
Government property agreement.
Oh, okay. Well, keep in mind that it's like an endorsement you buy for your home.
Yeah.
It's all, it has a lot.
An umbrella policy.
It's got a lot of different coverages on it. Some are applicable and some are not.
Yeah.
And I think based on, here's how that policy has evolved. You know, I failed to tell you this, but I'm going to say it now. You know, this is the township plan. This is your plan. It was designed. It's managed. It's the board of directors are all township trustees. Over time, those endorsements have evolved based on claims that occurred, a thought process. Hey, I have this exposure, and so some of the things that are in there may be township related,
from
but
time
other
to time.
Townships, yeah.
Yeah. Page 4 of 6, power generating equipment excluded.
Well, I I think is related to if you had a power plant, not a generator.
That was my next question.
What about fire hydrants on the first? Do you have dry?
Okay.
Fire hydrants?
We have dry hydrants. Well, we do have those.
Okay.
Draw from the ponds and
dry hydrants. Is that covered under this?
I'm going to say you're going to have some coverage for it.
I see fire hydrants and I see 10,000, but it says unscheduled.
Okay.
And what's with fine arts?
Well, you know, you have a museum.
Historical society.
Oh. I mean,
our historical society.
I mean, some you may have some historical items that mm-hmm. our founding fathers had, and so it would fall under that category.
That would be in one of the buildings. Interesting.
Would it just be adopted under or something like that? I mean, does it need to be it's separate?
I don't know if it matters if it's multiple.
Like I said, this schedule of benefits is an accumulation of coverages, some of which are appropriate, some are not.
What was that?
What's off-premises service interruption property damage?
I'm going to go out on a line a little bit, but off-premises power interruption would be if you have a power line down on Broomen Road that goes out and it damages something here.
Oh.
Like a power surge or something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Your new sign down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was our liability?
Our current liability limit?
Yeah.
Well, our general liability is $3 million.
Two.
Across the board.
What are soft costs?
What are we under here? Mm-hmm. No, here
schedule of benefits.
Soft costs. I'm going to say that those would be related to, items if you had to, software and things like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, but I see computer systems and stuff up here.
Mm-hmm.
refrigerant contamination. Because it says under there, spoilage included with refrigerant contamination. But
someone counted me out for days. So I
get afterward.
Thank you.
I don't know that we can adjust any of those one those line items, but probably it's related to.
That's an expensive lunch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the guys, maybe the fire department has a freezer full of food.
Not that much. Right.
That's a lot of snow cones.
But, buy it again.
But, you know, some communities have, like, you have your maybe in charge of the concessions and different things for events, and that would fall into that category. Why it would be that much, I couldn't tell you.
So you don't know if we can adjust some of these values?
I don't think you can
bring
adjust.
Bring it down to 25?
Those are all, in that line item of scheduled items, those are all, I'll ask the question.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that.
That's all I'm doing. So.
Yeah.
What page was that on?
4 of 6. Government property agreement scheduled benefits.
Would this then be just like a generic policy?
That portion that we're referring to is a generic endorsement.
So it's just a large umbrella policy that could cover many different communities.
Yeah.
And at this point, this is just.
I mean, specifically, we have the buildings insured, we have the contents insured.
Okay.
But then there's a whole scope of other items that could be related that aren't listed, and
sure.
Just kind of broadens that, so it picks up little things here and there.
Okay, thank you.
And these green alternatives show up again on that one, too, that Jason mentioned earlier. So.
You know, I got to believe that it has to do with, you know, if you had... I'll get more specific answers, but let's just say you had some solar panels.
Okay.
That might be damaged. You know, possibly that would be the green coverage that you're referring to.
Okay.
In your summary of coverage limits, it shows $3 million. All the way through. I thought you said two.
No, three.
He said three.
Okay. And then some of these officers and things need to change.
Yeah, she's going
to I said
those.
That.
Thank you. Explain what faithful performance of duty is for $195,000. Just curious what that comes.
Again, I'm going to have to defer,
okay.
But if I were to give you a quick answer, faithful performance of duty, the expectations would be.
So it's like a malpractice kind
yeah.
of thing,
mm-hmm.
more or less.
What area is that under?
5 of 6, same grouping.
My take on that.
Yeah.
So do you have, I guess, my question
so
is...
So number 195 as opposed to 200 or 100.
Yeah. Do you have anyone, or do you know of, like, is this very similar to an Ohio plan?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm faithful. The faithful performance of duty, that's your bond.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just an odd amount. It was 195, and I'm like,
well,
that's
that might
kind of...
be required by...
Township
law.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we used to have bonds, and those bonds had to follow the individual.
Okay.
The faithful performance of duty does not follow an individual. It continues and renews when the policy renews.
Okay.
And the Ohio legislature gave you the townships
the
right
to
do that.
Okay.
Or not
that
just the townships, but any municipality to do
stuff.
That. Because the bonds, what would happen is you would leave and you had a bond. And the new
appointed
trustee or whoever did not pick, they forgot to pick it up. Then something would happen, then there's that person isn't covered.
That lack of coverage there.
So rather than have a gap or have to make exceptions to cover that person, they have that now.
Okay, thank you.
My question was, do you, like, is this comparable to, like, the Ohio plan, or is it worth?
They're very similar.
They are, okay.
They have the same, their numbers, you know, instead of 50,000, it might be 25,000 in one area, you know, but line item for line item, they match up.
They're not, like, drastically different.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
And, I mean, I can only speak from my experience competing with the Ohio plan, but, you know, I've quoted the Concord several times over the years. I bet at least six.
Okay.
You know, since I started in the business. And probably four out of the six, we had a better price. And the other two, what we did. Now, I always tell the Concord trustees that they need me, and they always look at me kind of funny. And I go, well, every time I come in here, your guy lowers his premium, so I can save you money every year if you have me come in and quote you. So anyway, you know, it's right there.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was like drastically different.
No, it's not.
Okay. That's all.
I think I can tell you exactly. One of the reasons that Concord is on its own is because of the claims made issue. You know, there is a element there that is different on the coverages. Traditionally, your claims made policies have been cheaper than a regular liability policy, because a regular liability policy has an infinite lifespan, where the claims made policy is finite. When you end it, it ends. That exposure ends on claims that come up after the fact. So
so they have more claims than us?
They could. They could leave the Ohio plan, and then 5 years later, somebody turns in a claim from the year they had it, and Ohio plan would be on it because the policy was in place at the time of the loss. Where yours, if you don't have, you know, if you don't have the tail, or your new company doesn't provide you with that prior coverage, then that would be an open claim, mm-hmm. potentially, and you would have a gap. So ours is finite, theirs is not. So anyway, to answer the question again, I don't think there's, you would find that much difference.
Oh.
It wouldn't be dramatic, I can tell you that.
96.
Because I haven't seen it, I haven't seen that kind of a difference in quoting.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Oh, we're back to me.
Yeah, they refunded somebody's registration, but never told me. So that was what that was. Just so you know.
Let me get back to you. That's for the fire grant.
Mm-hmm.
And that one goes to...
Oh, it's a Sarah Ray.
And again, they never turn those down. All you got to do is apply.
Okay. We have received these before.
So, just to wrap up, because you might have other business to take care of, I'm going to check on that.
Okay.
You are going to get me a new list of the officials?
Yes.
I'm going to check on the question about green coverage and what does that mean exactly. Jason, I'm going to address the tanks, as you noted. I'm going to ask them if there's any adjustments to our schedule that would make sense to switch or take out. Or minimize, and then it's,
Jason, you know, has a few notes on like a couple things that we don't have here anymore, just like removing type
okay.
of things. But I'm just going to make sure all of that, and I'll send it to you all together.
Yeah, here's how that's going to work.
Okay.
So you all say, okay, we're going to let's go ahead and renew with these changes. And you just send me the changes and we get it done.
Okay, storage.
That's what we do over here.
I put it on there also.
Excuse me. We usually do that when we do the renewal application.
Yes.
But we can do it anytime.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Jason, I'm sorry.
I'd also like to know the cost savings at raising the deductible to $1,000.
On the vehicles?
Yep.
Okay.
$250 is ridiculous. In this
okay. Well, I'm gonna auto APD.
Yep.
On that, that's what your cost is.
Yep.
We probably could knock. Let me just make this suggestion.
Yes, sir.
You know, a pickup truck, you know the cost versus a fire truck.
Right.
You know, maybe we would want to look at the higher value on the higher value.
Correct, that's what I'm thinking.
So I'll ask a general question about raising it.
Yeah.
In
but even a pickup truck should be $500. $250 is
yeah.
And you're paying for that.
Sure. Okay. Let me just make a note.
Did you see this on the salt bed?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that, too.
I ignored it.
What's that?
I ignored it.
I think we're told to have the salt bed for $577,000.
Do you know what that salt bin cost when it was built?
No.
You go up lucky, it's $575.
Really?
And that was, what, 20 years ago?
No.
Well, would we replace it with something so large?
We're never going to replace it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why do we have to insure it for so much?
In case you have an accident.
Yeah. Tornado or something went through.
Or if the back wall breaks off and snaps.
Like the sidewall.
But you wouldn't be getting back for it.
What's that?
You wouldn't cover you for that much. Has it been valued at that much?
What do you say? It was $575 and built it. The salt bin.
The salt bin. We have valued $575,000 for that salt bin out there.
You know, every so many years, Otama comes out and does appraisals on all the buildings.
Yep.
They come up with those numbers as a cost to replace.
Uh-huh.
Your policies are replacement costs. So I'm gonna defer to.
I believe when the building was built was $750. It was 20 years ago.
So you're saying it would be more than that number?
No, I'm good with that number.
Oh, okay.
Because when it falls over, I'm going to burn it.
So. Okay.
Because I don't even want it.
And somebody just came out and did the buildings for insurance.
Did they? Okay.
Yes.
Spring. They came out in the spring.
Yeah. How long ago was that? A month or two ago?
Maybe.
And yeah.
But that was just risk management.
Yeah. It would fall under this Ohio, risk management.
They hired.
I was just a tour guide. I'm not 100% sure.
I think they hire an independent group.
Okay.
To do that.
Yeah, I do know they were just here.
That's another thing, you know, you could take advantage of. Any questions you have on training or the vehicle costs or, I mean, they have a whole library of information that we can take a pull from, maybe training for your guys, training for the fire department or whatever. And then if we have a question specific to coverage, they'll come out. You know, they'll review your computers for the opportunities for someone to break into them, you know, and all that. And it's all free. It's all what you pay for. So if you feel like, hey, maybe we have a question, you can run it by me. I'll run it by them, and we'll get somebody out here. I mean, we're hiring them to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we should take advantage of if we can or if we need to.
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay, you have any other questions for Fred?
No, I appreciate you coming out and explaining it to us. Thank you.
Well, you're not alone.
Yeah.
I can tell you that you know, everybody is going through this. Some are more dramatic than this.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
You know,
my general liability insurance went up 21%, which includes my omissions. So.
But and the townships, your surrounding townships, they're all going through this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met with them all, just like we're meeting today, to talk about it, you know.
Are there deadlines for these grants that you're aware of?
December, I think it usually
of this year? Okay.
Well,
no, I gave Road
okay.
over, I don't know who has, but Rick or Sarah has it.
I'm going to say that the deadline, it corresponds with your policy term.
Renewal?
September to September.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I've now, that, done these before, and when I submit them, we usually have until December.
Well,
and
okay.
And then they send us money.
Well,
I can read that over again.
Yeah.
In the past,
it
that's
may
what
be,
it's been.
It may be. But
January 1st.
I would say that if we missed it, we could we could twist somebody's arm.
Right.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, if there's nothing else, I'll let you guys get back to your job.
There's another trustee meeting on the 12th, so I'll make sure that everything is change like in the packet, and I'll get it over to you.
Okay.
So.
And if you need me to come back, I'll get those answers to you.
Okay.
That's good.
And then you'll have them at your next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. I can forward it to them too. So.
All righty.
Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank
for
you,
Fred.
Take care.
Appreciate your time.
Thank
bye.
You.
I appreciate it.
Bye bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye
bye.
I'm Sarah, by the way. I don't really talk a lot on the phone,
oh, yeah, right.
But I've never actually met you.
Right. How you been? Okay.
Good. Nice good. To meet you.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Where's he going?
I don't know.
Talk to him. Yeah, I don't know. You guys reviewed this thing not that long ago.
We do it every year.
I know, but it wasn't that long ago, so
right.
Any equipment that's
and
listed in there should be.
That's when, last year is when Chief realized that they weren't replacement cost.
We asked your question.
We needed
something to them.
That's why. So,
just
that's
that
why ours went up so much because we increased
replacement,
it because
knowing
we
full
needed
well that he's discussed that because we're still in an open meeting, correct?
Yes.
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 That he said that we're never going to replace that building for $575,000. I just want to ask the question. Replacement cost. I think Concord spent $75,000 on their.
The one that blew down.
Mm-hmm.
That was
just could we bad. Just not. For that amount. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We still have the 911 issue. Even though it's.
Do you need this?
Material, I guess. Anybody want to talk about it? Or want to vote on it?
Well, you gotta vote.
What's that?
Said you gotta vote.
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean now.
Oh.
No, ready. Just in the folks that, yeah, I reached out to and that, and then knowing that Chief got hit with the costs that potentially come with increasing with central dispatch.
She came into the office yesterday. We were talking about numbers.
I just know that there's additional costs that could be involved, and I'm talking to other entities as well. I did reach out to Madison Township and spoke with them and kind of got their side on it. And
I think a lot of them said
no. Yeah, more or less. They said it's been working, and what's going on right now is working for them. It's been done for 40 years in the past. So, again, I'm not for burdening other townships as well as ours with that. So I know how I'm going to vote, but that's just more or less I did on the research that I did.
Just so you had already had your mind made up. Want to take a vote on it?
Go ahead and make a motion.
Make a motion. Go ahead.
let's see how we want to propose it then. So, review the committee along with this letter, answering known as 911.
I think you would just have to make a motion to
accept
the adoption, and then you would either vote.
It has to be in a positive, right?
Correct. Because you have to make it in a positive, in an affirming.
Well, I just want to call it the right thing. Is it totally?
So, and then you'll just vote.
Next gen 911 system.
100% correct.
I will go ahead and make a motion that we adopt the Lake County 911 program. Referred to as Next Gen 911 system to be implemented by resolution only. I don't know how else to say that.
Is that a resolution?
I thought there was because they wanted us to send them one.
Okay. Okay.
You have to make up a number then.
You'll have to give it a resolution number.
It'll be resolution.
Once your legislative entity has adopted a resolution, all right, regarding the final plan, please promptly and send copy to. So, I made the motion. Did we adopt it?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Hold the vote, Heather Shelton?
No.
Rich Van Pelt?
No.
Jason Rogers?
No.
There you go.
Okay. There you go.
Bye-bye. I'm sorry, I missed it. Was all three now?
No. Yes. All three were no.
Okay. Anything else?
No, we did get this letter. I don't know if you guys want to look at it. I don't know if this is anything that... I know we have not done it since I've been here. They want to know about a liquor permit for our...
Well, this came across with Sugar Lake, correct?
No.
Something different?
It's different. It is a liquor permit. But it's like allowing places to apply for a liquor permit in our township. So I am going to have Christy look into it because it says to attach a resolution. I would assume that we've had a past resolution then doing that. But I don't know because I have not heard of that. So I just wanted you three to see it. We just opened it. So
okay. We got time to make a decision on that.
We will look into it before the next meeting and have it. But I at least wanted you guys to...
Make sure that shows up on our new business.
No. That's it. For me?
For the next one.
Well, when you're through with that, Jason, do you want to talk about this truck?
No, I didn't get the revised one back yet.
Oh. Well, I have this... One they sent, you sent. No, they sent. And it has a few changes on it.
And it still needs to come back for changes, so there's no reason. No.
Well, I'm just curious about what the changes are.
The front, the motor is wrong, the front.
Yeah, we know that. I mean, but there was some changes that you made. You took off the air clutch, right? And I saw some other changes on there. I'm just curious why. I don't have a problem with it. I'm just curious. You had high back seats and you got mid-rise now.
So it was suggested by Rudy because of hard hats, it's hard to...
Okay, that's what I'm just asking.
Yeah, when you are in a truck with a high back seat, you have limited visibility. And if you have a hard hat on, it knocks your hard hat off. Mm. So, you know, the high back seat really is not something that is any benefit.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't recline the seat back, you can't move the seat back further because of the height of the seat, it hits the back wall. So I suggested that you go to a mid-back seat, which comes up to roughly the top of your shoulder.
Well, how do you sleep then?
You sleep at home. There's
no nodding off.
Just kidding, obviously. Okay, then windshield type went from one piece to two piece. I'm just curious why.
Because of glass breakage. The cost of a one-piece windshield is three times as much as
that little line won't bother you?
No, you know, if you have a left windshield or a right windshield and you break one side, you replace
that. Yeah, I understand that. I mean, I just might find that distracting with the...
At $250 per side... versus 900 for a one-piece windshield.
And listen, we've only cracked... In my recollection, like one window ever. Mostly what it feeds back to is winter plowing, because as you plow the road, it heats the tar and chip up. Mm-hmm. And the tar and chip come back in the window, and then they land on the windshield wipers, and they scratch the windows. Mm-hmm. So 3 years into a brand new truck, you're replacing the windows because they're scratched to death. So it's cheaper, and it's usually the passenger side goes first. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper to do that because it's scratched so bad you can't see through it, mm-hmm. than replacing the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I know on a tractor that little thing bothers me. You know, dual chrome horns.
Yeah, instead of one, it was two.
Yeah, we had that on the other before.
Yeah.
Okay, heated motorized.
We changed it from Mack to Moto One. Or yeah, Moto One. They're the same air we've always used. They're just reliable. They never go bad.
That's fine. That might be the only thing that I'm just kind of curious about. I think that is all the changes you made.
But the big things were the rear suspension was completely wrong.
What changed?
The rear suspension was wrong.
Was completely wrong.
What was wrong with that?
It was the HVAC, so the Camelback system. And then the front axle capacity was changed. The motor was changed.
Yeah.
Those were the big major things.
Yeah. I caught those. Okay, so you're not really ready to...
Nope, you haven't sent it back to change.
Okay, and you don't have the price.
Nope, you haven't sent it back to
change. Because they wanted to know if we were okay with it, so I'll send back, yeah, we're okay.
We were supposed to vote on it. You wanted to...
Yeah, we're not voting on it, so we're not expecting that.
They wanted to know if it was okay to go ahead and price it out. We were okay with the changes, and then they haven't priced it out yet. Once they price it out, they're going to get
then
it back.
Then he's tired of the changes going back and forth. Unless we decide on the specs that were going to be approved at this meeting, that they would go ahead and do the pricing.
That's not what I told him. I told him we would discuss it. He just wanted to know if we were okay with the changes.
I'm fine with the changes.
Yeah.
I just
brought it back, get the changes.
The changes.
Then they will get it back to Jason with the price, correct?
Correct.
And then we have to approve, because we have to approve the price. The cost of it.
I'm not approving it until they give me the spec sheet back. That's correct.
So, how long do you think that'll be?
No, it's up to them. It should take 15 minutes on a computer.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to know if we were okay with,
correct.
Heather and I were okay with the
changes.
So I'll text them back and say we're okay with the changes. Go ahead and spec it out and final spec and
this
give
is
us
the end
cost.
All be all.
God, take a gun to my brains now. Yes, text mm-hmm. them back, please.
What's that?
Yes, text them back.
Okay. And what is this? So I guess I'm going to take time to go through this now.
Oh, I can make copies for you if you want.
Okay. And then, do we have anything else?
Yes. I need to make a motion that we put an ad out for another zoning secretary.
Oh, yes.
Andrea McKinstry has put her resignation in, so she...
Hey, Jason, whatever happened to the permanent or full-time road guy? You were going to put an ad in the paper?
We did. We put him out.
What's that?
We did. We put him out.
I never saw it. Get any applications?
Nope. We get one for the seasonal, but Fred's going to get me clarification back.
What?
We got one back for seasonal, but Fred's got to give you some clarification back. So waiting on that for him.
Clarification on what? Seasonal?
Because the person who applied 17, and it's been for years, there was changes made where if you're in a construction, you can't drive construction equipment unless you're 18. And I said to Fred, I'm like, he's not, no CDL licensed vehicles, no equipment. He's just going to drive pickups, weed whackers, flag, do garbage, seasonal stuff.
Got it.
So he was going to get back clarification if that's all right.
Okay.
If he's covered.
Can a 17-year-old flag?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh.
Well, if you want to play, I mean... put an ad out or whatever for that. I had no problem with that, that's for sure.
Yeah, it would be for, that's fine. We'll put the job description out, and then I'll probably just make it, I don't think we're going to find anybody, so I'm just going to run it through to have them turned in by maybe September 31st. Give us a month to look for someone. In the meantime, Sharon Noer's going to have to take her minutes and that, and she knows about it. So I'll have them turned in, and then we will have them for our October meeting.
Where are we going to advertise?
Probably do them.
Put it on Facebook.
Facebook, our webpage, because I don't know that we can, I don't think anybody from the outside is going to come in for that. It's costly. How much is it to put an ad in News Herald nowadays?
Expensive.
Yeah.
It's not worth it for that small position. So let's just reach
out to
the
labor. I know that the road department ones were going to be like over $900.
Yeah, no. No. Okay, so we'll just advertise on the website and on Facebook and on our Facebook page. And if we don't get any response that way, we'll have to go broader, but right now. So you're accepting, or I made a motion to go ahead and advertise for one?
I'll second it. I don't know if it needs to be, but okay, all in favor?
Aye.
I don't know if it needs to be.
What else? I think I'm still waiting on a third quote for the sign, so we won't be able to move forward with that. But I can send you guys the quotes that we already have.
A little off subject. The ramp looks really good.
Yeah, it does look nice.
Well, that's nice.
It looks real nice.
It fits the background, too. You know, mm-hmm. It just fits. It
looks good.
Yeah, it looks really nice. I'm looking to find out if we can find someone to pressure wash it, then. Because it is covered in green. It doesn't really go with the whole motif. So someone, it's got all the algae growing on all the siding and stuff. So
I thought you meant the deck.
I was like, it's already green.
No.
What?
The north side of the town hall.
It's bad. It's so bad. But I thought we'd wait to pressure wash it until after we probably put a little sidewalk in. And Mike Tillman was going to. Huh?
What happened to that?
Yeah.
And the volunteers disappeared?
No. He said to wait till it got put in, and then they'd go ahead and figure it out. So
I thought they were going to put it in and then put the steps in.
I heard you were volunteering.
No, he doesn't work.
He doesn't work. He can carry a bucket.
I saw him at fair.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, that's a sidebar. But, yeah, we're going to figure out how we're going to put the sidewalk in. Okay. Other than that, until that's done, we still have to have our meetings down here. That can actually be prepared. So.
Anything else?
Nope.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie.
I signed.
Well, I better. I'd be mad if I'm going to text him right now. I'll forget. I'll text the guy.
Get it out.